A Burnaby father and wildlife biologist says an owl that attacked his 2-year-old son at a local park, its talon missing the boy's eye by millimeters, should be destroyed. Brent Matsuda said he had seen signs at Squint Lake Park this summer warning of an aggressive owl in the area, but those signs were gone and he didn't think it would be a big concern when he took his toddler for a walk there on Saturday. Matsuda and his son were on a well-used trail looking at mushrooms when the owl attacked the boy. He was maybe 2 or 3 meters ahead of me, and the owl swooped down on him, Matsuda said. It swooped down out of nowhere, from above the trees, just down and up, and then it took off again. The boy cried, and scratches soon appeared on his eyelid and scalp, according to Matsuda. The owl scratched my son's face and scalp, missing his eye by mere millimeters, he said. It could have taken out his eye. Calls to the Conservation Officer Service via the RAP, report all poachers and polluters, line proved useless, according to Matsuda. I couldn't even leave a message as their mailbox was full, he said. He had better luck with the city of Burnaby, which closed the trail and got him in touch with a conservation officer. Owl attacks have been a problem at Squint Lake Park for at least 2 years. In July, a reader told the Now she personally knew of 4 people who had been ambushed. Sophie Hindmarch, an owl expert with the Fraser Valley Conservancy, told the Now in July that the attacks were likely the result of owls protecting their young, who were just leaving the nest at that time. She predicted the behavior would taper off in a matter of weeks. But Matsuda, a professional wildlife biologist who has done owl surveys from California to northern BC, now believes the attacks are the work of a single bird, an unpaired male whose behavior is unlikely to change. He said the owl has become a public safety issue and something needs to be done. He noted the province has culled barred owls for years in an effort to save BC's critically endangered northern spotted owl. Matsuda doesn't advocate culling the species as a whole, but said the Squint Lake Park bird needs to go. This particular owl, this particular location, it's physically made contact with people, it needs to be destroyed. This story has been changed to reflect the fact signs warning of owl attacks at Squint Lake Park had been removed by the time Matsuda took his son for a walk in the park Saturday. Follow Cornelia Naylor on Twitter at cornaylor. Email cnaylor@burnabynow.com.